In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Blessed feast. We rejoice, brothers and sisters, in this beautiful time. Yesterday we had our beautiful patronal feast day of Saints Peter and Paul. It was a beautiful celebration with a number of clergy, remembering our beautiful patrons. And then the day after, always, the 29th is our feast. The day after, the 30th, is always what's called the Synaxis, or the gathering, the celebration of the 12 holy apostles with icon we see in the middle. We heard the hymns of them. O holy apostles, intercede with the merciful God that he may grant unto our souls forgiveness of sins. And of course, the apostles are the bedrock. Christ is the cornerstone and then the foundation of the life of the church. Then and now, by their living, fiery prayers to God. We also are in the second week after Pentecost. So we had Pentecost, the coming of the Holy Spirit. Last week was the Sunday of All Saints, celebrating all the saints who have lived. Why? Because, and why after Pentecost? Because it's by the Holy Spirit, by the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, that God can make human beings into what they were truly supposed to be. Not lustful, sinful, angry, fallen. The world thinks that's normal. No, it's subnormal. Normal is sanctity. Normal are the saints, even though to us it might not be. But the Lord comes and sends His Holy Spirit to show that sanctity and holiness is possible. And it is the norm for humanity, even though our world fights against this. And now the second Sunday is traditionally All Saints of a local area. So in America, we're celebrating All Saints of North America. There may not be a lot, but there's more and more coming by the grace of God. Our first American saint, St. Herman of Alaska, I was just up there, got to venerate his holy relics. Incredible. We have St. John, the wonder worker of Shanghai and San Francisco, whose feast day was yesterday, and our dear Ken and his wife, they were there, and venerating the relics and praying for all of you there. St. Peter the Aleut, St. Innocent, so many beautiful saints that are beginning. America, people think that America, in the old country, that America somehow is not a Christian place, but by the grace of God and by our prayers and by our diligence, we can slowly show that the gospel is the same everywhere, and the Lord is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So, on this day, we celebrate all the saints of North America. In Russia, we're celebrating all saints of Russia. In Romania, all saints of Romania. In Ireland, all saints of the Celtic Islands. Very beautiful to show that sanctity is local. It's attainable on Mount Athos, and it's attainable here in Salt Lake City, and anywhere you go, God is everywhere present, and the Holy Spirit fills all things. And if any of you know me, you know that I like to give homilies. It's one of my favorite parts about being a priest, to inspire your hearts. And today, as I was getting ready the past few days, I read this meditation by he's an anonymous monk at a monastery where I've been a few times, but it's not labeled who it is. And it was written, he wrote it in honor of these saints, in honor of the Feast of All Saints. As he sat in awe of all these saints and thinking about them, he wrote this. And I thought it was very fitting to read to you today in honor both of our saints, Peter and Paul, of the holy apostles, of all the saints who have shone forth, and especially all the saints in North America and our ascent to holiness. O saints, what is your secret? How have you so united yourselves to God? How did you ever add desire to desire, zeal to zeal, love to love, fire to fire? How did you make yourselves worthy instruments of God? Living vessels overflowing with His grace. How did you become friends and intimates of the immaterial God and the King of Heaven who dwells in unapproachable light? Oh, our first parents, Adam and Eve, all you patriarchs, forefathers, prophets, righteous kings, apostles, martyrs, holy teachers, monks and virgins, wise fools for Christ, unmercenary healers. Oh, you merciful rich saints, and you long-suffering poor ones, and all you righteous ones made perfect by faith, together with the all-holy blessed Virgin Mary, the most holy Mother of God. Come now, attend unto us, hearken unto our poor pleas, and lend us your help, and do not cast us away, O saints. You, O saints, do not detract from God's glory, no, but rather magnify it and multiply it, even as a prism gathers the sunlight and multiplies its beauty, putting forth the many-colored rainbow. For you gave your whole selves to God, cooperating with Him and allowing Him to fulfill His most ardent desire, to unite and overfill all creation with His pre-eternal beauty, immaterial grace, His divine life and power, not once but forever. You, O saints, affect wonder within the mind of the most wondrous angels. For they desire to peer into this special grace which has only come to man from God, who became God-man and not God-angel. You, O saints, are worthy of great glory and praise, for God, who is alone is worthy of all glory and praise, was freely and consciously received by you into all of your being, by your freely chosen submission to the all good will of God. You, O saints, with the all-holy Virgin as your supreme champion leader, allowed God to perfectly fulfill in you and by you his good pleasure to deify mankind and his creation. O wonder, by the offering of your free will, you gave freedom to God to do what? To fulfill the utmost of his all good will, his hidden purpose, which was enkindled before all the ages. God, the three persons, united in one nature, by the person of the Son, has descended incarnate into the one nature of our humanity, which flourishes in many persons. And by him, as by a door, we enter into the divine, pre-eternal, overbounding, ever-existing life of the all-holy Trinity. Through holy baptism and a heavenly life of inner prayer and the acquisition of the virtues, you, O saints, have entered into direct communion with God, finding his buried treasure, Christ, the implanted and indwelling Word within the deepest and most secret heart of our human nature. You have been perfected in all the virtues, which are none other than the very attributes of the living and personal Godhead. This boundless, personal, and eternally living sea of life, you, O saints, have entered into. Forever you partake of him. Forever you glorify and him God, whom you never cease to behold and partake of, being nourished by Christ, who has given himself to us as the inexhaustible feast and banquet. You are forever filled with, overfilled by, and pouring out unto all without measure the life and grace of the all-good God. Thus you yourselves, O saints, have become a noetic and spiritual feast and banquet for all of us who praise you with faith and love, trusting in your most powerful intercessions and supplications. O wonderful saints, many-colored living rainbow of incarnate virtue, which shines forth from the all-radiant splendor of the glory of the uncreated light. Your life is hidden with Christ in God, yet it manifestly shines forth unto the ends of the universe. You have become many steps of the ladder which help us to heaven, noetic and intelligent, all-seeing, all-mercifully hearing, animate and living, merciful, good, humble, quick to hear us, quick to help us, incarnate heavenly ladder, which is set upon the foundation of the rock of life, Christ, the God of gods and King of kings, the summit of the ladder we all attain to. O saints, what is your secret? Hide it not from us. Be not silent unto us. For beholding your glorious life and words, we seek of you the truest comprehension. We want to imitate you and partake of the same glory. Grant us, unworthy as we are, not to disdain and trample underfoot your incredible labors of love, both in this world and in the next, which you have wonderfully offered unto God in behalf of all mankind. You have become radiant lights shining forth in the highest heaven unto all the world, even to us sinners, showing forth the way of life which resides there and how we get there. And as a most sweet maternal kiss, filled with spiritual fragrance, you have left upon our deepest soul and heart the ever memorable, deep impression of your divine lives and words. And your eternally living, breathing presence is our living faith. Because of your living testaments, O saints, we are fully convinced that it is natural, normal, for human nature to be united with God. Because of you, O glorious saints, we know that it is false, fake, for us to be vessels of the devil's God-hating passions, evil thoughts, words, and impulses and vile deeds. That which is natural to a particular nature is surely lighter and easier to do than that which is not according to our nature. Therefore, why have we fallen away from the light and the easy yoke of Christ and the righteous life of the saints? For it is natural now with Christ for human nature to be divine because of the incarnate dispensation of Christ, our loving Savior, the God-man who makes gods of us sinful mortal human beings and who transforms us unthankful sinners into the very body of God, the Church of Christ. O saints, what is your secret? How have you come to dwell so fully, so consciously, so sensibly, and so actively in God? O saints, what is your secret? Hide it not from us. Be not silent. How did that word sink down so deeply into your ears and enter your hearts? How did that word mix with living faith in you, producing the spirit of salvation, the fear of God, a broken and contrite heart, a constant life of repentance, an ever-struggling contest to keep the commandments which are inscribed with ink upon the books, with a voice upon ears, but much more deeply upon the tablets of your hearts, with the ink of your active faith in Christ? How, O saints, did you acquire so fully and so perfectly the very personal attributes of God? How, O saints, did you constantly hearken with utmost attention, conscientiousness, sensitivity, firm resolve, and unhesitating submission to Christ's voice? How have you acquired all the virtues? Christ-like self-crucifying self-denial, total sacrifice to God and men, superhuman fasting, endurance of all torments and afflictions of body and soul, always watchful, unceasing prayer, and unbroken mindfulness and vision of God, beautiful forgiveness, soul-possessing patience, liberating non-possessiveness, they didn't care about things, supreme humility, sublime sanctity, childlike purity, angelic dispassion, a passionate thirst and zeal and desire for God and the kingdom alone, God-like love, goodness, meekness, sympathy and prayer for all people and all things, a life fully alive in God, which embraces all creation with boundless and transcendent love. How, O saints, were you so united to the luminous, life-giving energies of the grace of the uncreated light, which flows forth in the uttermost depths of the inexhaustible wellspring of life, the inaccessible essence of the one uncreated nature who is above all natures and the creator of all worlds? How did you enter into communion with the three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit? O saints, we ask, what is your secret? Hide it not from us. How were your hearts so perfectly and unceasingly sensitive, pure, wholly active in virtue, alive to God, broken, contrite, humble, compunctionate, welling forth constant tears from your eyes, from the inexhaustible depths of your heart, which are indwelt, watered by, and nourished by the true living water, the Holy Spirit? O saints, how have you been so united? How have you united all the activity, the life, the movement, sensibility, the consciousness and freedom of your body and spirit? How have you united that to Christ, the bodily fullness of the Godhead and the one Spirit of God, in a pure, beautiful, eternal dance of the divine order, together with all the angels around God, the center and life of all, the source of all, the beginning and end of all, the meaning and purpose of all? O saints, how did you do it? Whose Son is ever mystically enthroned upon His most holy Virgin Mother, in whom all creation rejoices, His living glory and crown, the greatest manifestation of His power, the fullest expression of and the living embodiment of our Orthodox faith, the Mother of God, the saint above all saints, the absolute summit of the perfect co-dynamic union between Creator and His creation. O saints, what is your secret? Disdain us not but by your most powerful and holy prayers unto the life-giving God, the treasury of all riches, by your prayers unto Him, O saints, may we, who are very sinful, very lazy, very slothful, who are quick to judge, who are proud, we who are worldly and light-minded, unfruitful, inactive, apathetic, and very much like the animals and worse, help us to find the gracious glance of your good favor and that of God in heaven. For God loves everyone, first of all, who is aware of their poverty. How can we be like you, O saints? There's only one secret, brothers and sisters. How did all the saints start? What is your secret? The beginning of the path to sanctity is this. Everyone who loves God is aware of their poverty, aware of how unskillful and how weak they are. And the Lord helps everyone who confesses to Him how weak they are and begs His help. He is our all good God, without whom we are and can do nothing but suffer like this crazy world. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit can turn any sinner, any of us, into saints like we speak about today. O saints, what is your secret? Your secret is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your mind. And you did, and loved your neighbor as yourself. May we today, brothers and sisters, beseech the saints to begin the path towards holiness by beginning by realizing we are the farthest thing from saints, confessing our sins and beginning a life of humility. How did all the saints live? The same way we live today. Baptism, prayer, repentance, confession, having a spiritual father, fasting, reading the scriptures, not by living like the world. Living the same way 2,000 years ago, the same way in Mount Athos, the same way in Russia, Greece, the same way we live here in Salt Lake City, following the life of Christ. And we follow on the footsteps of these incredible saints, brothers and sisters. We stand on the shoulders of giants, and there is no reason why we, who are so sinful, can't begin to live a holy life and for God to turn us sinners into saints. The only thing that can keep us from that is if we don't want it. May we want it, brothers and sisters. May we seize salvation with all our souls and our hearts by the grace of God and through the intercessions of all the saints, especially Saints Peter and Paul and the holy apostles. Pray for us. Help us to remember you at all times, O God. Help us to live for you and for you alone. We may find you in the deep heart in this life and spend eternity with you in the greatest joy with all the saints. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.